Let's now speak to Mark Lindsay, the chairman of the Police Federation. Good morning to you. Let's talk about what's been happening up in Derry. Very frustrating for those that live in the area, because if shots are being fired at police, I think as Ryan suggested there, is terrible, first of all. And then secondly, you think, well, if you're shooting at the police, how good is your aim? And you could take anyone out, kids, residents, anyone at all.
Absolutely. We've seen in the past the recklessness of people who bring guns onto the streets, the recklessness and the disregard for their own communities by people who coerce and manipulate young children to come out to create the circumstances for this.
The thought of any shooting happening anywhere, Mark, if you're firing it at the PSNI, anyone at all, it's so reckless, it's so dangerous, and you just have no regard for your own area if you live there or not.
I couldn't agree more. You know, when people bring guns onto the streets, they're out there to commit murders or serious injury to people. They are not particularly proficient, and therefore, you know, anybody could be injured, killed, passers-by, police officers, anybody at all. So it really is one of the most reckless attacks I've seen in many years up there.
So what do we do? How do we try and fix this?
Well, I think initially it comes down to communities. Communities have a role to play, and I know the community up there has been very strong in trying to reject these people. However, if they keep bringing in their own brand of intimidation, etc., I think it becomes more and more difficult. I think there's a collaborative effort needs to work here, of which the police are only one part of it.
Is that fair, though, to say this is, you know, the residents, the community have a role to play? They were out protesting, you know, the fountain area. They were standing in solidarity with the people that live there. What else can they do?
Yeah, well, you know, there is political representation. I think that's the way forward in all of this, is around proper political representation. You know, there's people elected in those areas to represent them. I think that they do their job, which in very difficult circumstances, considering we have no executive at the moment. So, really, I would be frustrated if I lived there. I'd be in despair sometimes whenever you're trying to raise a family, when you're trying to work, when you're trying to actually live your life. And these people come in and not only try to kill people on the streets around where you live, but also try to destroy the area you're in with burning vans and attacking places.
Yeah. 16 petrol bombs thrown from the Bogside into the fountain area last night. This is the fourth consecutive night of trouble in the area, and the police are saying that those shots fired at them are a blatant bid to murder. It does feel like you've switched on the TV and we're in the 70s or the 80s.
Yeah, I made that comment this morning that over the last 4 nights there's been in the region of 120 petrol bombs thrown. So there's people out there manufacturing these, you know, and there's people in communities who know who are making these, who know who are collecting bottles, who know who are filling petrol cans to make petrol bombs.
But when you say that, it suggests that there's support. If those people are not coming forward, or are they just afraid to do so?
There's no doubt there's some tacit support, but the support's very, very minimal. It only takes one or two people, but those one or two people hold crucial pieces of information which help to keep those communities safe from these sort of attacks. There's people who know how these guns were brought into the city. There's people who know the person who moved these guns around and where they've gone to after this attack. Those are the people who have a civic responsibility to actually come forward and let somebody know what is going on, give the information they know to allow us to do our bit in this and actually put people behind bars.
There have been criticisms on this programme already this morning, Mark, regarding the number of PSNI that attended the issues up in the Northwest in relation to those that attended that bonfire in East Belfast.
Yeah, to be honest, I find those comments laughable. You know, the police do not deploy where they do not need to deploy. If there was no issues around the bonfires and the police are only there in support of other agencies, they're there to make sure other agencies and society are kept safe. But we have to make sure that our officers are kept safe as well. So we can't put one or two officers into a situation which could get totally out of hand. Whenever things start to go wrong, they're very dynamic, and that is actually a problem then for officers, that we will have officers seriously injured. Likewise, if you go to up to the northwest and we up to the issue of the shots fired, well, what do you want us to put more? Do people actually want us to put more officers onto the ground in an area where there's a gunman running about, and maybe have more officers subject to attack or maybe murdered? So whenever I hear comments like that, you know, it actually the lack of knowledge and the lack of understanding of policing really does come to the fore. But I think, you know, the police will only deploy where they're needed. We've made many, many comments about the lack of resources we have, about the stretching of resources. The senior commander of the PSNI are also aware of that. So believe you me, they will not be putting police officers onto the ground if they don't believe there's a need for them.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Mark Lindsay, the chairman of the Police Federation, thank you very much.